in Grand Forks County with NDSU Extension, Caitlin Landis. Hello, Caitlin.
Hey, Mick. It's certainly raining here.
Yes. Let me check the end on, or maybe you have. What do you got? Third of an inch up there.
Yeah, we're still kind of a nice rain, but it's put a pause on field work for the day and probably for the afternoon and maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, and I don't know. Guys work so darn hard. The whole family works so hard. Sometimes mom drives the combine or the grain cart and whatnot, so maybe a break is due, huh?
Yeah, that's right. We, especially this year with how dry it was, it seemed like you could work almost every day. So it's nice to have a break when you can catch it. And I think a lot of harvest has wrapped up in the county, so some might even be done. But I know there's still some corn out there and maybe a few sugar beet acres here and there as well.
Yeah, visited with Mr. Potasic at the East Grand Forks and Crookston factory yesterday, and he said they had probably about 200 acres left. And but dang it, they couldn't do it today. But they'll get to it. Well, yield, what kind of farmers say that they were, I guess, pleasantly or at least surprised a little? Or how are they characterizing the yield for the various crops?
Yeah, I think that it is pretty, just kind of depends on who you ask and if they, you know, what their soil moisture was like this year. There's probably some that were surprised by what they got and others maybe not so lucky. I think the sunflower yields were pretty good. You know, they're pretty drought tolerant all around. And so they really handled the moisture in this year pretty well, and dry beans, pretty average to below average overall is kind of what I had heard. Soybeans are all over the board, and the same thing with corn. Just kind of dependent on where you were, if you got a rain, what kind of moisture you had in your soil. A lot of factors this year. But overall, I think, you know, prices were helpful. You know, I think people are going to be pretty happy overall with, you know, where they're sitting at the end of the year, just, you know, for that reason too.
Yeah, prices helped a lot. Last year, a little government helped a lot, and this year, the uptick in prices helped a lot. Are you seeing a lot of lodged corn, though? I mean, I've gotten some reports from that. Again, a lot of variable, but corn cobs that have fallen off here in yesterday's wind, or corn that's lodged?
Yeah, in different areas, I think they were struggling with that. There's, you know, the corn is still standing for the most part, but like you said, I think there's been some that just kind of has deteriorated. Trying to pick that up, but that's kind of all I've heard. And I know earlier this year we did get some heavy wind storms down kind of in the southern part of the county, so it might have had more of an effect down there too.
Sure. All righty. Any extension meetings planned for the fall or winter?
Yeah, we're moving right into the winter pretty quick here. We've got an Annie's project we're trying to get going starting in November. And so Annie's project is more of a women's focused program, but just kind of to come together. It's a 6-week discussion-based workshop that talks mostly about financial management, human resources, marketing, some legal field, that type of thing. And so that starts in November on the 15th. And we know that time of year is so busy. So we're only doing one meeting in November, and then we're going to do another meeting early December to catch some year-end financial statements, year-end tax decisions, have some speakers in to talk about some of those year-end important kind of pertinent information, and then we'll move into January and February and finish off the program. So we're pretty excited. It's kind of a big program for those who are into coming. It does require some time commitment, but we've got a lot of presenters that we're starting to get lined up that I think will be really good and offer some really good info on marketing, financial access. And we've got a panel for getting involved in leadership. If you're kind of interested in taking on more leadership roles, we're lining up some women to talk about that. And it kind of leads into, you know, commodity elections. We have commodity elections that are coming up in Grand Forks. We've got a handful of commodities that their board, the board is expiring, their board position is expiring. And so those will be new. And corn, wheat, sunflower, and soybean are all going to be hiring new commodity council representatives for Grand Forks County. So that's also going to be taking place this winter.
Let's get more ladies at the table, huh?
Yeah, that's right. You know, yeah, a little bit of diversity in different areas. And I think we're trying to get Jen Meyer from out west. She's the first woman to be elected on the Soybean Council, so hopefully she'll be able to join us for that women's leadership position and talk a little bit more about what it is to be a part of a commodity group and serve on those board positions. And yeah, so it'll be good. I'm really excited about the program. I think we'll have some good speakers. And, you know, I think once when you get women together and it's just women, I think they sometimes we open up a little bit more and talk about some things. And so I think it'll just be a fun evening every time we get together and chat about some marketing, finances, all that stuff.
The new buzzword, of course, is networking. And women have been doing that for centuries.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think research shows that women play a pivotal role in keeping communities alive. And, you know, we can drive some change, adapt to farm and ranch, maybe make some good calls. So I'll speak all about power of women.
Yeah, and not to mention the moral backbone of the family and the community and society. So very important. So how do women like get their pre-registration? What do you need?
Sure. Yeah, we do are requiring pre-registration. It's all on the website. So if you just go to the Grand Forks County Extension website, you can find all of the information there. You can pay by check or card. It does have a registration fee of $150. It just kind of covers some of the speaker fees and room fees, all that kind of thing. You get some materials with that. And it actually is taking place in Hatton, North Dakota. So Jill Lagine, County Extension Agent in Trail County, we're hosting this together, and so we'll be at the Community Center in Hatton. You can find all of that other information on our website, and please feel free to give either of us a call if you have questions.
Okay, well, Jill's a hoot, so that'll be a great meeting. So,
yeah.
Okay, Caitlin Landis, NDSU Extension, Grand Forks County. Thanks for the update, the info. Have a good rest of the week.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for calling.
You are welcome.